At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
All right, we always want to hear your good news. You can share it by calling us at 1-800-330-9999. I feel bad because yesterday, after we had so many people on the street say that their greatest act of kindness is when people buy like food for them in the takeout.
You said you were going to go to the drive-thru and start paying it forward.
And I didn't.
I told you you weren't going, dude. You had already eaten out twice that day.
I know, and I feel really bad about it. But today, I will. I will.
Okay.
I actually forgot. I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and I
and
just forgot.
And you went there on top of it.
I know. I forgot. I'm a terrible person. But that's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, today's a new day, and it's a good day to do something good for somebody else.
That's right.
We sent producer Christian out on the road to ask people what's something good that they've seen or they've done. And here's what they had to say.
Hi, Carrion. What do you do for a living?
I'm an office administrator.
Ooh, that sounds important. What's the kindest thing you've ever done for someone?
I was on a bus taking a shuttle to go get back to my parking garage, and there's this girl who had gotten on the wrong stop, and she was, like, now a half hour away from where she needed to be. And so I was like, if you don't think I'm a serial killer, I will give you a ride. I gave her a ride back, and she got where she was going, and she looked so relieved, and I felt really good about myself.
Well, there you go. That's a very good kindness act.
And neither one of us murdered the other.
You know, it's so funny.
It's a plus.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, what is the first thing you think about when you see a stranger and they get in your car? Stranger danger, this person is probably going to kill me.
Well, I've already told you before that, I honestly won't stop when I see a woman on the side of the road unless she's flagging down or in distress, because I'm worried that just as a guy pulling up, I'm going to make her paranoid or scared about it, because I often am like, oh, well, who's going to change her tire? You know what I mean? Like, this is a tough spot or whatever. Of course, it is the AAA world nowadays, but
right.
I can change a tire with the best of them.
Or she can change her own tire.
I always go back to the fact that my father picked up a hitchhiker when he was younger. He used to always tell me a story, and a guy pulled a knife on him and tried to steal his car.
See, that's like the first thing we go to. I remember when I was younger, I was driving home, and there was a hitchhiker near my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran inside, and I ran upstairs to my parents' bedroom. And I'm like, Daddy, there's somebody outside that needs help.
Right.
And he told me to go to bed.
Right.
That was the end of it. So the fact that this woman, she saw somebody in need and drove 20 minutes out of the way to go drop her off because she knew that she was in distress. Like, that is something good. That is a good person right there.
Well, I think that, you know, there's often times where you see somebody that's you can sense the fact that they're actually in danger or will be in peril if time goes on or whatever, or they're just desperate. And you try and help. Unfortunately, it's sometimes people that are in scary ways, they look the same way.
So yeah.
It's tricky.
I had a girlfriend of mine. She was telling me the story. It was crazy. She ran out of gas, always running out of gas. Story for another time. But she was with her two kids, and she was stranded, and she needed to get them somewhere. And somebody in the parking lot saw her on the phone, like outside of her car in a panic, and drove her and the two kids home. And I thought, how nice. Like, how nice of that person.
Well, I mean, you see kids in the spot, too. I mean, obviously, you gotta step on up. Don't let people be in dangerous situations.
All right, we want to hear your good story. If you'd like to share it with us, call us at 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.